Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House for the 30th of January. I am Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And thank you very much once more to Kiss My Arts for their wonderful show. Tonight, we have our guest host in by the name of Nathan Little, of whom you might know from many things, which we'll be talking about a bit later.
Oh, he gets around. He sure does.
Yes, I'm sure, very much so. But tonight we'll be discussing with Nathan and with you our first topic, which we'll call Bear All, which is our personal journey through Midsummer Mooning.
Our personal journey?
I'm talking about me and Nathan here. You're off gallivanting with somebody else, I'm sure.
Oh, I had the night off for once. Uh-huh. After that, Cookie will also take us through his kink corner.
Yes. Kevin is going to show us with the Getcha Geekon segment how World of Warcraft is for sale.
Well, kind of, but they'll have to tune in to find out more.
That's right.
You'll also then take them through Bears in the Media.
Yes, and we'll be finishing up with our guest and his discussion around his own arts project, Beauty and the Bear.
As if, you know, people wouldn't have heard enough about him from, you know, the entire show already.
Yes. Mm.
We do have a discussion topic for tonight's show, and it was actually given to us by our guest host.
Who knew?
I might introduce him now, just very quickly. Hello, Nathan.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Now, you gave us this one because you thought it was quite topical and quite interesting. And what is
and
the
we
question?
Were desperate.
We're not desperate. Shame on you. Well,
we or you?
Maybe okay,
not.
I am.
Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Okay, do you want to read it for us for tonight's show?
Okay, tonight's discussion topic is, should our police officers be forced to go clean-shaven on their face?
From what I understand, there's a ban on beards and ponytails and
there
things
is.
Like that.
Forthcoming ban.
For the Victorian police.
And there's a whole lot of rebel police officers which are going, no!
They're not happy.
Right.
Not happy.
So, do you think our police officers should be forced to go clean-shaven? Want to have your say on the Cubby House project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubby House Project on Joy 94.9.
We are discussing many a thing, and might I introduce, once again, you may know him as Nathan Little.
That hot bar man.
I know.
Stop it.
That crazy man that sings in that crazy band. Bad Father. Oh, yes, I remembered it.
Yoo-hoo.
Bad Father.
Also on Beauty and the Bear.
Also on Beauty and the Bear.
And Cock Out. Cock Out once a week.
Yes.
At the Laird Hotel. And on Tuesdays, I'm going to start The Weakest Twink at the Greyhound Hotel.
Oh. Well, I'm probably not going to go to the second one, but I might make a regular appearance on Wednesday night. But hello, Nathan.
Hello.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm a bit nervous because I know what's coming.
Well, look, see, you missed out on our show last week, so we had to pay you back somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'll think of it something eventually. But right now, to let our listeners know about, as much as we know about you, mm-hmm. I thought we'd go through some rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
First thing that pops into your head. Don't worry, I'm scared too. Right, your age.
34.
Name one thing you miss about being a kid.
Well, my parents ran roadhouses and restaurants, so I used to be able to just eat whatever I wanted. Used to be able to order room service for lunch and dinner. I miss that.
You miss room service.
I do. I miss room service. That was pretty awesome. Or we could walk into, you know, they own servos and stuff. So I could just walk into a servo and grab chocolate bars. And
you're going to be like Rob Cam. We're going to have to teach you the meaning of rapid. Yes. Do you have any hidden talents?
Hidden talents. Gosh. I do an amazing job at making a room look clean when I've really only had 30 seconds.
Oh, I need that talent.
I'm really good at that.
Now, Riley could work on his answering skills. What's the body part you get caught staring at?
Asses. Other barmen's asses at the Laird.
Not surprising. What's the last thing that you bought?
McDonald's.
Yeah. What's your current obsession?
Mario Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed. Absolutely obsessed. Got 4 stars yesterday.
Say no more, say no more. Do you have any current phobias, though?
Phobia. No, I'm not afraid of anything. Oh, except for ladders. I fell off a ladder when I was a kid. It's the only thing I'm still scared of. I could go skydiving. I could stand on the top of the Empire State Building. But just
you got a spider crawling along your back?
Yeah, that's fine. Anything.
All right. Totally other side. Sexually, what melts your butter?
Oh, God.
And we will be taking notes.
Okay. A guy who looks like a serial killer that sounds like a poet.
Oh.
How very specific. Yeah. But I like it.
Nasty looking, but actually very polite.
Strangely, that leads us to this one. You wake up in a prison cell. What is most likely the crime you've committed?
Public indecency.
No arguments there. All right. You're about to be sent to a desert island and can only carry 3 things.
3.
What would they be?
An internet-enabled device, either a laptop or an iPhone. Preferably an iPhone because it has to have music. All right. A mixer. What can you have with coconut? You know, have coconuts on island, right? What do you
use? Oh, you're so going to take a mixer to make cocktails?
Yeah, to make it like a pina colada. What do you need to make a pina colada? And and a flare gun. How about that?
And a flare gun.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And last question. Have you answered any of these questions with a lie?
No.
Wonderful.
Did you answer that question with a lie?
Maybe.
So how did you get involved in the bear community?
I was actually pissed one night.
Charming.
And I went into the Mr. Bear, the Bear Men of Adelaide group. And in my inebriated state, they got me to sign the entrance form for the Mr. Bear essay competition.
And then is not how we do it at VicBears at all.
No. And then, the week of the competition, I found out I was in it. And I didn't win, but I came second. And then the winner couldn't come to Victoria. To represent SA, so I did. And I got Mr. They don't have these titles now, but I was Mr. Southern Hibernation Cub 2007.
Aww. That's right, we've moved on. We now have first place, second place, and third place.
That's right. So I was sort of one of those places. And then everyone was so nice, I just stuck with it. Everyone was so beautiful. And then, I don't know, I can't leave. I'm obsessed. I love them.
And of course, you then moved to Melbourne, which is the best city in the world, if anyone is listening.
It is the best city in the world.
All right, so how do you think it's changed over the period, you know, since you first started in it?
I think people take it less seriously in a way, which is good. Like, I think they take the camaraderie more seriously, but they take maybe the things that separate us less seriously. So how people are dressed, whether they, you know, the labels aren't so rigid these days, which I appreciate.
We do
because I can be a bit of a flouncy girl sometimes.
No.
I can.
No, Nathan, no. I can't believe that.
It's true. So it's a dichotomy working at the Laird and having my... But, you know, I've never met anyone that really is the stereotype. They might look like it. They might be ordering bourbons and cokes, but after enough bourbon and cokes, they do go back round to the vodka and cranberry. So I'm just saying, everyone's made up of many different colours.
Now we get to, you know, get the goss. I like this.
Wonderful, because we've now got to move on. You're listening to Cabbie House on Joy 94.9. I believe two out of the three of us were at this particular event that I'm about to discuss henceforth. And you're not saying anything, are you?
No, I'm not. I was there last year and I was sleeping this year.
Well, thankfully you missed something. Or I missed something that you got to see. And I'll discuss that in a sec. For those who didn't catch Yumi Steins on the circle this morning, you may not have gotten on, or you may have gotten...
may not have gotten on or off, Cookie.
You may not have gotten what it's like for a stranger to walk into the mooning mania that comes around this time of year. The start of the night reminded me of the buzz one gets from Southern Hibernation Bear competitions. The thrill of seeing someone in next to nothing on stage, all for the ridicule of the crowd. Yes. Once the judges were introduced close to the main event by Tex McKenzie, the MC of the night, the crowd showed eager to see the voyeuristic feast. It began with a round of the Wet Jock Show, where each contestant put their fronts of their undies through a graciously sized glory hole display. The judges were then given a water soaker to take in turns drenching the exposed package.
From what I've heard from Rob Cam, he actually rather enjoyed that experience, and Rob's actually listening tonight. Hi, Rob.
Hello. Now, most wore some variation of form showing material, and others, again, hung a little out the side, so it wasn't as imaginative as it could have been.
And the water made them get bigger, I noticed.
Well, there you go.
It was obviously warm water. Was it water at all? Was it
No. I think it was the pressure of the water on their bits was exciting them somewhat.
Yes.
Really?
Mm. Mm.
All right.
Not that they weren't fluffing their faces off backstage as well.
There's a job I guess we all want.
Now, the second round kicked off after a hefty break and the auction of a few items. And to the butts it was. At this point, most people were expecting a return of the rubber chicken launching out of an orifice, but they were heavily ruling out any potential follow-through this year.
The problem with this is not really the visual. The visual you get over fairly quickly. It's kind of like, oh, rabbit out of a hat.
Mm-hmm.
The disturbing thing is the smell.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't that close.
I was. Now, even more so, this was ruling was very much enforced when one participant wore a dog tail butt plug and the MC, Tex McKenzie, was barred from giving it a tug. He went to go grab it and he was told, no, don't. It's against the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So the most entertaining part of the round was when the guy who had a solid plastic pipe sticking out and the judges played quoits with his butt.
Played what?
Quoits.
Explain for me, in case I don't.
A pole, you throw rubber rings in it to try and get the ring through the pole. Kind of like throwing horseshoes at
but
with rings.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. You're with us now?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the visual of that.
I have to admit, though, the true showstopper was when Chrissy Swan and Yumi Steins came on stage, well known from their TV show, The Circle. Now, a bit of stage comedy and a helping with the final auction items, one of which was a blow-up bondage chair that Yumi gave a demonstration of.
She loved that.
I know. It was wonderful.
She loved it.
But I'll never forget the sight of Yumi trying to interview the winning butt who was showing itself for an encore before the man behind it was revealed and awards given. And there are photos floating around somewhere on the Facebook from... I lie. It's from a YouTube. Somebody actually recorded that section on The Circle this morning.
Yeah. So
go for it.
The funniest thing about them, though, was how they were just laughing so much. It was just funny to see them seeing all this bear culture for the first time. They were freaking out.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, Cookie, you were there in an official capacity, weren't you?
Yes, now being the official photographer gave me a close-up spot for all three, you see.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I will look back on it fondly for a long time to come. And I would like to now shout out to the people who came along to help support the event, with all the funds going to the David Williams Fund. Well done to everybody who was involved and organised and participated. And I can't wait for next year.
I think there are a lot of people that can't wait for next year.
I'm one of them, particularly if I get to photograph it all again.
When are you actually going to enter this competition?
Which competition? No.
Nathan, can we talk to you? In? Oh, no, unfair advantage. You work in the bar.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, no, sorry.
No, people look at your rear end all day.
They do. And I've just started wearing rugby shorts and my tips have tripled.
I wonder.
So I'll be wearing them for a few more weeks yet.
Well, I can't wait to see you at the next Underbear then. This is the Cubby House on Joy 94.9 and we have our regular segment with a new intro. Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. That's right, we're doing our regular segment, the Kink Corner, and this week on the Rainbow of Hanky Codes, we're looking at teal and gold. Now, for those who don't know what these are, teal is cock and ball torture.
Otherwise known as CBTs.
Well, yes, and I'm not an inexperienced player with this colour. It involves such items as wax dripping on the bits, genital spanking, squeezing, ball busting, and now that is, for those who don't know, being kicked in the nuts. If you...
That's a fetish?
Yeah.
There have been just so many times when I've wanted to do that to someone, I didn't realise I could be getting them off when I was doing it.
Possibly, yes. There's great genital flogging, urethral play, like sounds and so forth.
I love her.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, it's so inappropriate, but continue.
Wonderful. Tickle torture, erotic stimulation, or even kicking in general.
What happened to the missionary position, really?
Why bother anymore?
Just a bit of kissing. You
know, put a bit of metal up somewhere, attach a battery to it, give it a good zap, and you're done.
Yes. We're overstimulated these days. It's computer games. No. I blame geeks.
I have to admit, with the CBT realm, my favourite device to use on others is called the Humbler.
The Humbler. I'm almost too terrified to ask.
It's where you place the balls in a stock-like piece of wood that, when it's closed, the wood curves to rest behind the subordinate's legs. The trick, then, is to get them to straighten their body. I hope you get the mental image from there.
I'm terrified. Cookie, I live in the same house as you.
Yes, that's why we live at the opposite ends of the house. There's the vanilla house, the vanilla end of the house, and then there's the rainbow of Hanky Codes, other end of the house.
And the irony of being so hardcore, but telling the world about this through a teal hanky.
Wow. Just one of the many ways, I'm sure. Now, the other colour that we've got to explore tonight is gold, and not gold lamé, as many people have asked me. No, that's another colour which we'll explore in another night. Gold, just plain colour, is standing for a ménage à trois, a three-way, if you will. Now, gold lamé, which I'll explain the difference now, it's the gold lamé has metallic yarn through it. Who don't know what lamé is? Straight gold is just a darker version of yellow. Now, the prominent side, or the left-wearing hanky side, would be the one or both of a couple looking for a single player, and the other is obviously the single player looking for the couple, which you wear on the right-hand side.
So the couples wear it on the left?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And then someone else wears it on the right?
The single person. Of the three.
Looking for... Yes.
Okay. Just in case people don't know, can you go over what the left and right means again?
Lefty, righty, loosey.
Goosey? Oh, God, this is going to be one of those shows.
So left is like you give, right as you take?
Yeah, top and bottom, yep. Passive, submissive. Left mm-hmm. is the
giving,
dominant.
Looking for.
Top and, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Conservative Democrat.
We don't go there. No. Nathan!
I will put it to listeners to come up with a colour to show their demographic ways in a hanky code.
Let's go through all the hanky codes first so that people know what they are before we start doing that. Although Kendall has decided to jump on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/, I can't remember, The Cubby House. Oh,
you've said it for what, almost a year?
Oh, I don't have to say it anymore because we have that recording now. But facebook.com/The Cubby House, he's jumped on and said, teal is so my colour. Thank you for letting us know that, Kendall. We'll bring Cookie's Humbler over for you one day.
The question is he a left or is he a right?
Oh, you didn't say. Maybe he just, you know, equal opportunist.
He just puts it in the middle. The hole in the middle.
He's just an equal opportunist.
Yes. And that is the Kink Corner for this week. Thank you very much. This is the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Now, we do have a SMS Facebook topic, if you'd like to pull it up, Kevin, so we know what we're asking people again.
I do have it up, Cookie.
Well, good.
Pay attention. All right. The question we're asking tonight is, should our police officers be forced to go clean shaven? We've actually had some pretty good answers so far. Phil says, no, I think it's a tragedy. If I'm going to get pulled over and given a ticket or frisked in public, I'd much prefer to enjoy it from a furry-faced lawman.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. I think I agree with that. Hmm. Grant, who actually was a police officer in WA, says that they were allowed to have a short, trimmed moustache. As soon as he was on annual leave, he would grow his goatee as soon as possible. Now, from what I've seen about Grant, he actually looks better with the goatee, so I'm rather happy for that.
Hmm.
He's a bit torn on the issue. And it comes down to what is a professional presence against what is a personal expression.
Yes. Highly agreed. So very the question is, if you scroll back up so I can read it again, should our police officers be forced to go clean shaven?
Want to have your say on the Cubbyhouse Project? Contact us through Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. The Cubbyhouse Project on Joy 94.9.
And we do have a segment which I think Kevin's going to be leading tonight. It's called
Exploring the World, keeping you jacked in and turned on. That's right, get your geek on. Yeah, I think we were fairly drunk when we were writing those things, weren't we?
Jacked in.
And turned on.
Dude, it's cool.
All right. In the geek news for this week, Blizzard is selling old World of Warcraft servers for charity.
For the Horde!
No, for charity on eBay. Blizzard Entertainment has found a surefire way to raise a lot of money for charity. The developer has decided to sell off about 350 retired HP P-class server blades on eBay to the highest bidder. And pause. Oh, no, really?
Really?
Sounds like courtesy of Cookie.
Is yeah. John Blackman going to say something?
Anyway, each one has spent time helping to keep World of Warcraft online. And there's a good chance if you're a long-term player, like some of us, you've set foot on one of these blades. Blizzard is classing the service as having been honorably discharged, or honorably, anyway, and has turned them into collector's items. Each one has a plaque stating the WoW realm name it's served along with the month and year of its active duty. There's also a description of why the blade servers are so important to the game, and the signatures of the World of Warcraft team has been included at the bottom. 100% of the proceeds from the auctions will be heading to St. Jude's Children Research Hospital, which focuses on research and treatment of childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. By supporting St. Jude's, you are ensuring no family ever pays for their child to have treatment there. And of course, eBay!
For the Horde!
No, for the Horde!
You can tell the player here, can't you?
You can tell the ex-player here, can't you? The recovered addict.
Well, what do you reckon, Nathan?
I don't know anything about this game.
Have really? You never played World of Warcraft? You've never seen anyone play World of Warcraft?
Well, in the mid to late 90s, I did remember seeing something on a friend's computer, but that wasn't internet enabled. And is that right? Am I talking about the right thing? Was there a version that wasn't internet enabled?
Oh, way back in
Cookie can tell you about them.
Way back in the original conception of Warcraft, there was.
Ah, okay.
But World of Warcraft is an internet-based mass multimedia
MMO?
Yeah, MMO.
Right. Okay. I'm just having a look.
Mass multiplayer
through.
Online game. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And World of Warcraft has been one of the most successful games in its entirety. I think a lot of the expansions have topped charts in terms of sales per capita. Of just how long this game's been running in their own rights.
Is it sort of like The Sims, but for more self-important people?
No.
It's kind of like this never-ending world of quests where people are too lazy to walk the 20 meters it takes to go and get the items that they need.
Ah.
So you run around doing it for them.
You know, humans and orcs and Lord of the Rings style kind of
yeah
magic and lore sort of.
It's
and you guys are big fans.
Oh, I am so not a World of Warcraft player anymore. Cookie still plays. I think he roped his partner into playing now as well, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, you're one of those bad players. We don't like you.
Is that where that, you know, owned, but with a P, came from?
Pwned.
I was too scared to say it because I got it wrong.
Oh, you're so cute. I don't know. I think it might have something along those lines. Something nerdy, newbie.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the places, but I don't think it was just in Warcraft.
No. Okay.
No. Yes, the auction has been running since the 23rd of January and will continue until today. So if you want your chance, jump in to grab a World of Warcraft server.
What do you reckon?
Sold on eBay for charity.
What are they selling them for? What kind of prices?
I've got no idea. It'll be, to be honest, you probably have some hardcore fans which would spend thousands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are 350 of them going.
Mm, so very, very few sets. Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Yes, that's it. That's all I have for Get Your Geek On.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I think we're moving to another song now.
This one? We've invited Nathan on partially because you've been quite indelled in the media of late.
Partially because he's a big, dirty spunk.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, and it was just out of curiosity, particularly mm-hmm. because I got an email today reminding me about Outlands, which is being produced by our own John Richards. It's going to be on SBS1 in early February.
Yeah, that looks really exciting.
Yes. Well, I had a quick look at the trailer. I quite liked it. But what came to mind when I actually saw this is, where are all the average Barry actors coming from these days? Because, you know, it's becoming a little bit more mainstream just to get your squishy, your cuddly, your huggable bear as an acceptable character rather than the jocks or the nerdy guys, which kind of used to be the trend in the 90s.
Yeah, I think it's still harder for women. I think mm-hmm. having chunkier women is still maybe a bit of a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just because in general the population's getting larger, I think television has to reflect that. So I think that's why there might be a few more cuddly people on telly.
What are some of the actors that you think come to mind?
I can't remember his name, but I think he's so gorgeous. The King of the Hill guy. Is it King of the Hill? No, King of Queens.
I shall enable my Google. One moment.
King of Queens, that guy. He's really gorgeous.
One of his side characters, I think, played by Oswald Patterson.
Is a bit
of a chunky guy as well. He's a comedian. And yeah, he's kind of like, I'd go there.
Yeah, he's really cute.
But
I have a crush on Homer Simpson.
Right.
Just a little baby one. He's quite cute. John Goodman from Roseanne in the 90s. I thought he was really hot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James, I think.
Kevin James, that's his name. It's
Kevin James.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Thank you, Google.
Thank you.
He's a sexy man.
The reason I asked that is because I also started watching Warehouse 13.
Oh, yeah.
As well. And the kind of like the librarian characters.
Artie?
Called Artie, yeah. Artie. And he's a bit of he's a Barry character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, just another character that I thought, that's someone who I can actually identify with on a physical level for once.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's nice. And Jack Black, I guess you could sort of consider him a little bit of a bear.
What about Seth Rogen?
Oh,
not Seth Rogen, sorry. He was in Green Hornet.
I never watched it.
Oh.
I think the one that springs to mind is Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Definitely Kevin Smith.
Okay, no more Kevins. Not all bears are Kevins. Wow.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah. But there's not a lot of bear culture, I would say, on TV or in movies. There was that one on we're obviously well researched enough for this topic, but I can't think of the
name.
Bear
City?
Well, there's Bear City, but The Simpsons started on that show with that British comedian. What's her name? And she did a film with the bears and they lived in the neighborhood. Oh, Shameless.
Oh, no, don't. No, we don't reference that. That movie never existed.
Oh, well, there's bears.
Dirty Shame.
There's bears in that. But I can't think of any other movie or TV that actually references bear culture besides something that's made for queer audiences.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it, this particular line of questioning as well. There isn't a level of bear culture that's openly out there rather than the...
There's also Bulk of the Series.
Yes, I forgot to mentioned that by J. Julian Christopher.
Yes, make sure you use the J.
Yes. If you want to go and listen back to that episode, don't forget to check out our web podcast feed later on in the show.
I made the mistake of not using the J just once.
Yes, and you'll hear the response. But of all things, you yourself are part of a TV show.
I am.
Yes.
I am, called Beauty and the Bear. I'm the bear, and the beauty is Ms. I'm a Star, who is a pink-haired drag queen from Smackahoochee, Wisconsin. And she was on... yes, that's right, Smackahoochee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
That's according to her bio. Oh,
my God, I love that.
And she was on the first season of Australia's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
So you might remember her there. Danny really liked her, but she got beaten by a guy playing Gum Leaves and a 10-year-old singing Fame. That was... Sorry to say that on air.
I remember
but
that.
It did happen.
Oh my, I reckon we should get rid of Nathan and get I'm a Star on.
I'm as hilarious, absolutely hilarious. And she actually has a massive career in the arts as her alter ego. And so we came together and decided to do this TV show where we interviewed queer artists, because there actually isn't any other queer arts television program on the air at all. So we saw a real gap for that. And we saw how, particularly if you look at the Midsummer Festival or the Feast Festival in Adelaide, a lot of those artists don't really get any broader coverage. You might get a couple of maybe the critical favourites in The Age or things like that. Mm. But there really isn't any coverage for them at all. And that's why Joy is so important, because Joy... the reason Joy exists is, I suppose, that queer people do have a different point of view sometimes to a lot of people.
Well, there's a show that's before us, which is Kiss My Arts. And, of course, there's our regular segment, which is Bears in the Rough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you yourself aren't a wallflower when it comes to performing in public, are you?
I've done a few things.
What have you done?
I'm in an electro-pop group called The Bad Father, and we do lots of sort of silly electro pop songs.
I love some of your film clips. They are fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It's very silly. And I used to do stand up comedy, done that. And of course I host Beauty and the Bear. Beauty and the Bear, we've been on Channel 31 in South Australia, Melbourne, Brisbane, as well as the community television channel Aurora, which is on Foxtel.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on national coverage, which is really, really good. That's my skills in the arts industry, as well as doing lots of video work for arts festivals and things like that.
So I actually did some research on you, because we like our Google here.
Mm-hmm.
I found that you've actually exhibited your own videos and photographic work at South Australian Migration Museum and at international film festivals in Australia, the United States, and Canada.
Yes.
Wow, we have an international star with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I would recommend any young queer filmmakers out there, give it a go, because it's incredible to see your film up in the cinema screen and on the other side of the world.
Oh.
And doing stuff for queer audiences is actually a really good foot in the door, because there's a lot fewer of you.
And I suppose coming from a different culture perspective, you can see how it's then taken on board as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And see if it actually translates throughout your own culture.
Yeah, particularly comedy. It's really interesting to see what is more funny in one culture and what's more funny in another culture.
And what just gets no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I mean, the way we do Beauty and the Bear is that we all our links are based on comedy. We can't really say anything that's particularly serious, although the interviews are serious. So we interview three queer artists per episode. You can watch them at beautyandthebear.com.au. And we're trying to do another season.
I was going to say, because the first season was quite successful.
Yeah, yeah.
We're now trying to do a second season.
We rated really well in Melbourne in particular. I think we were number 12 for Channel 31.
And how much money do you actually have to raise to be able to have a second season?
Well, the first season we paid for ourselves. We're trying to raise half of our budget just through donations. If you go to beautyinthebear.com.au, you can look up how to do that through a site called Possible. But we're trying to raise $6,000 over the next 3 months, which isn't that much money, but that's half of our budget.
Hmm.
So we're hoping that the community will get behind us and allow us to expose another 24 artists, queer artists, to the world.
Would you do people that do radio shows as
I
well?
I would. We did radio in season one.
Ah, see, if you want to see the Cubby House Boys on television, give them some money.
Besides, you know, XTube, what's your username?
We don't reference that on this show. We're just going to move on. And you've said it already, but where can they find more information about this?
You can watch Beauty of the Bear. beautyandthebear.com.au. That's beautyandthebear.com.au. You can watch the whole season there.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes. You're in the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. You're on the Cubby House, the other sex show on Joy 94.9.
We're going to get into trouble for that, Cookie. Yes.
Hang on, I'm just going to... There we go.
We're going to get into trouble for that, too.
Yes, now, if... Yes, laugh all you like. Now,
you're a 3-year-old, really, aren't you?
Just sensing a theme.
Yes. Oh, we love you.
Yes, I'd like to thank our current guest host of the night, Mr. Nathan Little.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. How quick did that go?
I know, it's amazing how fast it goes, right?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite hour of the whole week. Mostly because no one can tell me to shut up.
I just turn your mic off instead.
Yeah, and then I beat you over the head.
Yes. Now, for people who didn't catch the website before, for those who are after donations to your project, Beauty and the Bear?
Just go to beautyandthebear.com.au.
Okay.
And of course, we can find you regularly at the Laird Hotel as well.
That's right. The Laird, it's a cock out, the Laird's weekly game show on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock and starting up from next week, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock at the Greyhound with The Weakest Twink.
It's excellent. It's random pop stuff that you just would never, ever think of but gets soaked into your brain that I don't like.
It's not like a normal trivia show. It all happens up on the big screen. It's all done. It's all done to give you the fantasies if you're on a TV studio.
Well, the only thing I want to kill is the dancing. Why do you make us dance?
Because you love it. You secretly love it. We have this thing where the dance, where the last team that has everyone standing, the dance could happen at any time during the game. If you hear the music, you've got to leap to your feet and do the dance. And the last team that gets up loses a point. So people always say they hate it, but then towards the end of the night when they had a few beers, they love it.
I guarantee you there is not enough alcohol in the world to make me like it.
Oh, come on. Maybe not for the Hammer Dance, MC Hammer Dance. that no one ever likes doing that.
Okay, that was pretty hilarious.
Not without a sports bra, but it's pretty...
Now, can I just be the voice of reason and make a point that Joy does not condone the overuse of alcohol in any situation?
Of course not.
Yes. No, gosh. That would be dreadful.
I know.
Quiet, very. You. Yes. You're going to get us into more trouble. Exactly. All right. Now, we have had a discussion topic tonight, which is, should our police officers be forced to go clean shaven? And we've had some really good answers. Dominic says, no, I keep seeing more and more hot policemen here in Sydney with full beards. Hot, hot, hot. But he does say that tattoos should be covered up because it's unprofessional. I don't really agree with that one, but I can understand where you're coming from, Dominic. Thank you very much for your viewpoint.
Indeed.
Rob says, and that's Rob Cam, who is Vic Bear's president, thank you, says that they should go clean-shaven. Sorry, no, clean-shaven is so blah. They should not go clean-shaven.
Yes, and thank you for the correction. Outland, which I did mention earlier in the show, will be premiered on ABC One, not SBS, as I said.
And that's from next Wednesday.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Mm.
And Peter Kierenman also says that both his parents were police officers. He's been around many fine officers, quite a few who proudly sport a nice big mo, and it's nothing that's ever impeded the way in which they've done their jobs.
God, you wouldn't want to act up if both your parents are police officers, would you, growing up?
Probably not.
Gosh.
You'd have a lot of people watching your backs.
Oh, I love that, Cubby. I'm not going to say anything bad about it.
Now, can I just add my 2 cents worth in this particular question? I work in an industry where there's a lot of moving parts, so there is a logistical reason not to have a long beard, but doesn't mean you can't have a short beard.
Yes, but you're not, you know, a public figure.
No, but I'm in public quite a bit.
Mm.
So it's
There's a difference. There is actually quite a long debate. Yes. If you want to join it, jump on facebook.com/thecubbyhouse mm-hmm. and have your say.
And if you'd like to catch us with anything throughout the week, don't forget to check out our website, which is thecubbyhouse.net.au, as well as our email. You can contact us at contact@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Excellent. Well, I think that's pretty much about it. Thank you, Nathan, again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, boys, if you know what I mean.
I'd just like to say that we all have our clothes on still. I just need to reiterate that.
Yes. But if you would like to see the footage, go to beautyandthebeast.com.au.
Nathan, my reputation is going to be ruined.
You have a reputation?
No, shut up, you. All right. Thank you very much for joining us for another episode of the Cubby House Project.
Thank you.
On Joy 94.9. I don't know why you're thanking me.
Because you're Kevin.
And well, yes, I am, and you are cooking.
Thank you very much. We are the Cubby House. Join us next week. Stay tuned for Fluoro coming up right after this on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.